Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good midnight hour. I'm not sure what time you're joining us, but welcome to Saturday AM Live. I am thrilled as the host, Vance Rogers, to get to be, to get to share some exciting, kind of an expose of snack bars. And Nikan this week gave us definitely a home run, or raise the bar even more, as one of our customers said to me yesterday. I am so glad that Nikan has continued this standard to put us in a new level, a different level, because this is what we need. And the Kenzen Paleo bar is a perfect example. I mean, I thought they, you know, went above and beyond the Call of Duty with the Kenzen Vital Balance with the KVB. But this, this is something else. And what I want to do in the next few minutes before we open the lines up for question and comments is just kind of share what I've learned this week. I started literally Wednesday morning when we were informed and told what these two new products are. It's one new product, basically, with two different flavors. And did a quick search of a lot of different companies as far as both network marketing companies and just, you know, at the grocery store companies, of what's available to us and to our families as far as a snack bar that's deemed or labeled somewhat healthy. And to say that I was shocked is an understatement. I mean, absolutely blown away. And I never really thought about it. I mean, we read ingredients on labels. But, you know, I guess you exercise an element of trust with companies that say, hey, we've got your back, we're going to do our homework and research so you don't have to, and we're going to bring you products. And I've got all these different mottos. One company, you know, products that are in harmony with nature and good health. Another company is deemed, you know, right underneath the name of their company, The Wellness Company. And, you know, when you have trademarks or you have brandings like that, you just kind of take it with a grain of salt that, you know, these guys are going to do what they say they're going to do. And, again, I was literally shocked and appalled by what they put in, just something simple as a bar that is designed to be something that will tide us over to the next meal or as a quick, you know, meal replacement. Because a lot of people are doing that, and some of these companies really, really promote that's what you want to do to get into your ideal weight, you know, on and on and on. Let me back up a little bit, and my mom reminded me of this this week, that the simplicity of going back to the beginning of time, 6,000 years ago, to get a directive on what we should be eating. And if you, whether you're a person of faith or not, but this, you know, book that I read out of every single day is the most popular book in the world. And if we go all the way back to the beginning in the book of Genesis, chapter 1, verse 29, for most of us it's on the very first page of our Bible, and it simply says this, look, I've given you every seed-bearing plant on the surface of the entire earth, and every tree whose fruit contains a seed, this will be food for you. That's it. And I thought about that in looking at the ingredients of our new Paleo bar, Paleo, sorry, I'm going to get that pronunciation down pat here. Looking at the ingredients, fruit and nuts, these are both seed-bearing plants. This should be food for us. Don Colbert, in his latest book, Let Food Be Your Medicine, taking the exact same philosophy of Aristotle, the Greek nutritionist or, you know, great leader that he was, if we can call him that, but literally looking at whole foods as our medicine. When you look at the Paleo bar, what we have, four ingredients, it's pretty much food, okay? That's all it is. And when you look at it from the standpoint of organic food, then we're putting ourselves in a totally different category. Almonds, walnuts, dates, and cocoa powder for the chocolate bar. And then for the tropical delight, you've got dates, pineapple, almonds, and coconut. Two different bars, two totally different flavors, and yet it's real food. And that's what, again, sets us apart to really give us something that is over and above what all these other people are promoting out there. And thanks to my wonderful sponsors in Upline, I was just delivered. I don't know if you call that Pony Express or Father Express. Two of each of the new bars. I was hoping to get these yesterday, but the UPS man was late. So what I'm going to do is open up one of these. Since I prefer the flavor of coconut, I was hoping to have these tasted last night. But, okay, so anyways, I don't know how I'm going to talk and chew at the same time, but I'm going to attempt it. When people look at a bar, a lot of people think, oh, they're going to be really super crunchy. Well, when dates are your first ingredients, they're not going to be crunchy, okay? They're going to be soft and chewy and truly wonderful. And here was my thought. When you break, if you were, we can analyze this from a couple different standpoints, but you can analyze it from the ingredients or you can analyze it from the price. If you break down the cost to go get organic, let's look at the tropical flavor, which, by the way, tastes absolutely fantastic. Organic dates, organic pineapple, organic almonds, and organic coconut. If you were to go to buy, seriously, if you're going to go buy and obtain those in all four of those ingredients in organic form, you're going to spend a small fortune to be able to find those, okay? For one. So Nikan already did that for us. And then to come back and give us the opportunity to purchase them at the price they give. Because a lot of people, at first glance, think, oh, those are kind of spendy because they're looking immediately at the retail price. I'm going to break down the financial perspective because I put in an email this week that you can get the bars for consultants. Depending on your rank, you can get the bars for as little as $1.34 per bar. How do we do that? Well, I'll break it down for you using simple mathematics. After we get all of our commissions and our rebates back, that's what they would cost us. So, but let me first, this is what was so fascinating. Let me take a couple minutes to tell you what's out there as far as competition, if you want to call it that, in the industry of bars, what some of these great companies have made available for us in their bars. And to make it fun, what I thought I would do, instead of using the code name or the substitute name or the derivative name for sugar, things like dextrose, sucralose, anything that ends with O-S-E is a form of sugar or a sugar substitute. But instead of using that, I'll just call it what it is, sugar. Even if it has the word organic in front of it, take the Clif Bar, for example. Everything in the ingredient list is organic, but the first five ingredients, three of those five, okay, so 60% of those first five ingredients are sugar, the first one being sugar. But let me start with, what company was this? I can't even remember which one I started with. And, this is one of the ever more popular companies. Metafast, or the network marketing arm of that is Take Shape for Life, and they refer to themselves as coaches. And the other factor, too, is when we break down either whey protein and soy protein and we make it into what they call isolate, we're breaking it down, and it's very confusing for the body to process that over a long period of time, even over a short period of time, because we're breaking it down and we're not using the whole food. And again, going back to that directive of Genesis 1, verse 29, you know, let's just eat it. That's our food. So in doing that, let's not break it down. But I'm going to run through these really, really quick. Metafast, soy protein isolate, okay? Sugar, 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 and sugar. Okay, so four out of the five first ingredients are sugar. And again, their interpretation, evaporated cane juice, brown rice syrup, polydextrose, and oligofructose. And I'm probably mispronouncing that. So four out of five are sugar. Let's look at Shaklee, whose motto is products in harmony with nature and good health. All right. Protein. their 180 protein crunch blend, which is all made out of soy protein isolate, goes right on down the list. And then you got brown rice protein, and then organic sugar, almonds, raisins, which also are a nice natural sugar. And then that's it. No other sugar in theirs at all. Again, but I like that. Products in harmony with nature and good health. Amway, okay? And by the way, all of these come in at $3 to $4 a bar, okay, which is exactly the same price as what Nikan introduced at the retail level at $40 a box for 12. Metafast is, seven bars for $19.50. So that's basically equivalent to $3 a bar. When you break ours down, and I'll get into that in a sec. But one of my favorites, again, here is Amway's bar. First ingredient, sugar. All right? And again, they call it organic brown rice syrup. Syrup is that you're extracting out the sugar from the brown rice. Soy protein isolate, of course, and then you go right on down the list when it gets into, after that, the organic chocolate chips. I don't know how a chocolate chip can be organic, but organic cane sugar, organic chocolate liqueur, organic cocoa butter, and everything is listed as organic. But again, more organic sugar in the form of cane syrup. And then organic agave syrup, which, agave is a great alternative, but a lot of people say we shouldn't be consuming it. Clif Bar, which was one of my favorites, again, three of the first five ingredients were sugar, organic rice syrup, organic rolled oats, soy protein isolate. It's not even organic soy, it's just soy protein isolate, organic cane syrup, and organic dried cane syrup, okay? And keeping spinning along here, Herbalife, great big nutritional company. Their ingredients, right off the top, milk protein concentrate out of whey protein, first ingredient. Then we have glucose syrup or sugar, fructose syrup or sugar, and it goes on from there. So first two out of three ingredients are sugar, and I'm almost done. Melaleuca, which is the wellness company. All right, there's, I can't see the price. Some of these, they hide the price until you actually become a customer. Whole grain oats, soluble corn fiber. Third ingredient is corn syrup. Now, that's always a fun one, deriving sugar from a vegetable. And corn syrup is not good for us. At least it's not high fructose corn syrup. Soy protein isolate is the fourth ingredient, and then you get into just regular old sugar, again, just real sugar, and then brown rice syrup, and so on. Again, this is from the wellness company, okay? And one last one, I actually had to look up polydextrose and some of these others. Polydextrose is a form of sugar, but there's some downsides to it, and it talks about all that. But then the last one I just researched actually this morning, because a customer yesterday was on the phone with said, yeah, my mother-in-law is using Atkins bars because she can get them for as little as like, $1.50, $2 a bar when they're on sale at Walmart. And some of their natural ones are, really good ingredient-wise. And they are. I was shocked. Very, very, of all these bars that are big companies, their bars, at least one of their versions, was pretty limited as far as the ingredient list. But again, the same. You start breaking down the soy protein isolate. One of their other bars had a much longer list, and it's hard to read because the print is so teeny tiny, but polydextrose is the second ingredient. So you're in, it's fascinating from that standpoint to see how much is out there as far as the ingredients or what they're putting in these bars that we're consuming, hand over fist, to provide a snack for us in a pinch, on the go, and we're not even thinking about what's in it. And again, if you look at the word paleo, looking at as few ingredients as possible, and in those being real food, and again, that's going back to the directive, Genesis 1:29, is that, hey, if it's food, eat it. If it's not, if it's been processed. Look at Rick Warren, the campaign that they did, that, hey, if it grows out of the ground in the form of a plant, let's eat it. If it's made in a plant, if it's manufactured, you know, in something that has four walls and a ceiling, let's try and avoid it. And all these bars that are out there truly fit that description. Vegan with the paleo diet is, with the paleo bar is totally counterculture. The only one that I discovered out there that is even close is the Lara bar. And this is more of a pasty, dried fruit or semi-dried fruit and very few ingredients, as little as three up to several more. But it's more of more fruit than it is a nut bar. And again, it's priced about the same when you break it down. Let me get into how on earth can we get these for as little as $1.34 a bar. Okay, I'm hoping that the middle of May, by now everybody, every consultant that is at least tuning in on Saturday morning knows by now that we should not be ordering anything underneath of our ID number unless we're using our Neekin reward dollars, which have been derived from customer volume. Then we put, you know, we don't have a choice but to put it underneath of our own ID number. But when it comes to especially our consumables, we're actually losing money, 25% of every dollar we spend. So we're throwing away 25 cents of every dollar that we invest in our Neekin nutritionals at a minimum, if we're ordering them under our ID number. So setting up a customer account, whether it's a kid in our own house or one of your neighbors or whatever, a legit customer, or utilizing one of the customers that you already have in the system and ordering your consumables, your nutritional products, underneath of them. These bars are no exception. So when we order them underneath of a customer, instead of paying $40 retail, obviously we wouldn't do that because we're a consultant, we'd pay $32. But when we put them on an auto ship order underneath of a customer, that brings the price down to $30 a box, okay? Immediately thereafter, I should say, or on the 15th of the following month, our commission on that is 25% right off the top. If we're a direct, that's what we get back, okay? So we're going to get $7.50 back of the $30 that we spent. So, therefore, that brings the price down to $22.50 for a box of 12. That automatically, right off the top, for a direct consultant, brings the price down to less than $2 a bar. Now, let's jump up. Let's say you're a silver and above, and you're active and you're qualified. What I mean by that is a silver generating $2,000 in volume, you know, whether it's personal group volume or customer volume, irregardless, as long as it's not underneath your own ID number, other than customer volume, and you're getting 20% back on that. Well, then 20% on the commissional volume, which, by the way, the jury's still out on this. I think there's a typo on the consultant price list, and what I mean by that is I'm seeing it as 100% commissionable volume. That being the case, 100% of commissionable volume of the 32 points in volume means that we're getting another $6 and change back on our commission. Now, again, I'll have to wait until next month to see how all this, you know, calculates out. But if that's true, the commissions that we get back is another $6, so you subtract that from the 22, now you're down into the $16 range, and you're less than $2 a bar, by far. It comes out to $1.34. So, again, are we going to be buying these for using as meals? No, I would not recommend that. But in a pinch, like, you know, a couple days ago, I got tied up in an appointment that went way longer. I reconnected with a friend that I hadn't seen in 8 years, and we just got to talking and sharing stories of, you know, they've been living overseas. And next thing you know, I missed lunch entirely. I had a good-sized breakfast, so that wasn't a big deal. But then I got stuck in traffic, and I got hungry, really hungry. I would have loved to have had one of these bars because I know that it would have sufficed and, you know, been the thing that I could have used in a pinch. As far as, you know, whey and soy and gluten, none of those things are in here. And again, that's what makes it nice. When you look at a four-ingredient product for this price, that's 100% organic, USDA certified organic, okay, and has the EcoCert certification. I mean, this is huge. My prediction is that not so much that we're going to give these other companies a run for their money, but other companies will take note and say, now, how'd they do that? How did they produce a bar and they're marketing it and distributing it for the same price that we're marketing our bar, but ours is full of chemicals? I've got friends that work with Metafast. You know, they're Take Shape for Life coaches. And I want to question them and simply say, hey, how do you, you know, continue to promote something that's unhealthy, that's really, really got a lot of chemicals in it, that the body has a tough time breaking this down? My guess, and I don't think this is really a guess and it doesn't take a lot of research to back it up, is that, yes, these programs, all these different companies, their diet programs work based simply on the fact that you have a reduction in calorie intake into your body. When you're used to eating a meal of several hundred calories and now you're taking a shake that's nothing but chemicals and processed foods, and it's only 125 to 200 calories, of course you're going to drop weight because you're starving your body. The problem lies in the fact that we're also starving our body of the nutrients and the real food that our bodies need. So I look at this bar and I think, what a fantastic way to complement what we already have. And it's real. Again, there's no chemicals. There's nothing artificial. There's nothing in there that we can't pronounce. I mean, a kid that can read, 7, 8-year-olds can easily read the ingredient list and say, oh, that's just food. And again, when you break it down financially, I'll go out this week probably and price what it would cost me to buy, you know, organic almonds, organic pineapple, you know, some of these other things, organic dates. And I know it's going to cost a fortune compared to, you know, these bars and utilizing them. So I've tasted the Tropical Delight. It's truly wonderful. I don't have to taste the chocolate because I know what, you know, that all those four ingredients are going to taste like in a chocolate bar. So basically, that's my overview. Hopefully, that's been helpful. And again, I encourage you, as I've been, you know, sounding like a cheerleader for the last 4 months, order them immediately if you haven't already, but make sure you put it on an auto ship order underneath of a customer. And even for a customer, they're going to be able to get them for $30 a box, you know, aside from tax and shipping. And again, I don't ever figure the tax and the shipping because all these other people, all these other companies, that get, you have to tack that on as well. So that's a mute, you know, subject. So $30 a box for 12, that's less than $3 a bar. All of your other companies that are out there, whether you're buying them at Costco, when you do the pricing, you're going to come out to about the same price. And again, you're getting nothing but chemicals. And it may be organic chemicals, but it's still chemicals. So anyway, let's open up the line for comments, questions. Who's actually, maybe some, we've got some people out there that have ordered them already and tasted them, and they're enjoying them.
Vance?
Yeah, go ahead.
I just thought my bars are delicious, and it's a Sam's Club right now, organic walnuts, 24 ounces, $15.
24 ounces, so that's a pound and a half for $15. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Holy smokes. Okay.
Yep.
And that's just one ingredient.
Yep.
So, appreciate it. And I didn't catch your name. I'm sorry.
I'm Wendy Shelley from Arizona.
Good morning, Wendy. Thank you
Good
for
morning.
Sharing that.
Mm-hmm.
And so you paid extra second day to get your bars. And what do you think of the taste?
Oh, I love them. I think they're fabulous. Yeah. They at first I thought they were small, but when I ate them, they're very filling. So I like them.
Yeah, I'm excited about it.
And
being a connoisseur of bars, I just was interrupted by our youngest, who eats usually 1 to 2 bars a day, in a snack for lunch because of their lunch schedule at their age, the elementary kids. They don't eat lunch until 12:30, I think it is. So mid-morning, being that school starts at 7:55, they have a snack. Usually she has a bar of some sort. And I've been more particular lately, trying to get her bars that are somewhat nutritious. But again, every single bar in our drawer is loaded with chemicals. Will I use these bars? I don't know if I'll switch over or not. It's a great way to build residual, you know, volume and income. Again, these things are extremely filling. This is more than a snack. It really is, as you said, Wendy, they're very, very filling. So thank you, Wendy, and thank you for being our price shopper on organic. What is out there?
I just have to be going down the aisle. I said, there's organic walnuts. So.
Uh-huh. Okay, great. Yes, go ahead, Julie.
So, of course, I have to wait a long time to get mine because I'm in Connecticut, but they're ordered. So I have a daughter-in-law who only does organic and gluten-free. So when I mentioned it to her, she was really excited, and she said, "Do you know how expensive organic almonds are?" She didn't hear that, but she already knew, so she already only buys organic and gluten-free, so she's excited, too. So I'm going to be happy for her to try them.
Okay. And while part of the reason for opening the line for comments is so I can taste the other one here without chewing on the phone.
FYI, Vance.
Yeah?
Agave is no longer on the allowable list. It's been kind of X'd out as a sweetener, even for sugar. So.
And Mom, why again? Agave is a form of honey. It's sweeter.
It's from cactus, and I don't know whether it's the processing or the way it affects the body. I'm not sure about that. The fact that I'm reading some, just more about the different sweeteners. One of the most preferred is the coconut blossom sugar, and that's come out, and there's a wide range of price on it. So, just do your shopping and you'll find some. And I don't know how much of it is actually organic because it's probably a little harder to control with the palm trees, but that's got a good shell around it, for one thing. I can't talk about what's fed up through the roof, but there's a good shell on it. And it's like for the avocado, it's not on the dirty list ever so far.
I think the greatest thing about it is that dates, being the first ingredient in both of these two different flavors, there's enough sweetness in a date. If you ever have the opportunity to travel to the Middle East, or there's Egypt, Israel, any of the countries that are over there, they use dates a lot in both cooking and baking and just in eating. It's a really good, wholesome way to get something sweet, like an oversized raisin. But I'm pleasantly surprised. The chocolate is not a heavy, heavy chocolate flavor. It's just a really nice, chewy bar. And again, going back to something I noted previously, that the Lara bar was the closest as far as the ingredient list as being somewhat pure. The Lara bar is more like I remembered back when Mom and my grandfather, my dad's dad, would make candied fruit out of, you take berries and make them into a puree and then dry it out, or fruit leather is what we call it, and you'd roll it up. But it's really more of a compressed fruit. These bars, you can taste the nut, and you can taste the wholeness, the crunchiness in the bar rather than just the fruit, rather than just the sweetness of it. So, go ahead.
Okay, we got our bars yesterday, late, UPS, no more than yourself. But we had one of the tropical one, Delight, and it was interesting. I did not find that it filled my stomach. And I thought, gee, that's interesting. Why not? I don't feel full. And then I started to realize it wasn't feeding my stomach, it was feeding my body. and that's an amazing thing.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And I appreciate that, that comment, that it wasn't, you know, filling my stomach, but it was filling my body.
Yep.
And that, again, that's what you have when you're eating, when you're consuming real food, real ingredients.
Yep.
It'll actually fuel our body so that we get the energy, we get what our bodies need out of that, rather than a bunch of things that our stomach has to be in a state of confusion, going, what do I do with all this? Let food be our medicine. And I'm the worst to even mention that, being in the condition I'm in, having a little bit of a cold. But I can honestly say this started on Wednesday and here it is Saturday, and I think I'm at the tail end of it, being able to sleep all the way through the night without making a mess of everything or having to get up and, you know, blow my nose and all that stuff. But the key thing here, again, is letting food be our medicine, going back to the Greek philosopher Aristotle and looking at that directive. That's what these bars deliver.
Hey, man.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's David Jones in Columbus, Ohio.
Good morning, David.
Good morning. I'd like to piggyback. That was a great statement that last woman made, and I'd like to piggyback on that along with your comments of, some of these other bars are low in calories, and yes, people lose weight on them, but what happens is, if you cut your calories, having been a personal trainer for a number of years, if you cut your calories way too low, your body will burn up fat, which is what most people want. We don't like the parts of our body to jiggle. So your body will burn fat, but if your calorie intake is too low and your body's not getting enough, it's not finding enough ways to create energy, it'll go into your muscle tissue and it'll start burning up muscle for energy because it's not getting it through nourishment. And the problem with that is your muscle tissue is your metabolism. That's where, and your muscle tissue is where your body does burn fat. So even if you lose a lot of weight, because muscle weighs more than fat, you'll lose a lot of weight, but because you're slowing down your metabolism, because some of that weight is your body burning up muscle. If you, in most cases, we all know people that lose weight and start to gain it all back. When you gain it all back, losing it again becomes even tougher because now you're trying to lose that weight a second time with a slower metabolism.
You know, David, and I so appreciate you bringing this up because this is what we're seeing in our culture today with all the different, there's several different surgical applications to shrinking the size of the stomach or putting a band around it or stapling it so that you can put less food, less calories in. And for people that have done that, of course, they get smaller rather quickly, and we know we have several friends that have done that. But if you're not putting really, really good, wholesome nutrition in, then you're doing exactly what you just mentioned, that you're eliminating the calories, so your body's going to be fueling and starving for substance, so it's going to burn into that, you know, tap into that muscle on top of tapping into the fat to get the energy that it needs to go in. We see this time and time again. And there's a reason.
It's not about being skinny, it's about being healthy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
David, may I ask you a question?
Yes.
I understand this 4-to-1 ratio between protein and carbs is an absolute excellent thing. My grandson, who is in running and track and that, and he says that's what their coach is always telling them, the 4-to-1 ratio of protein to carbs. Would you speak to that?
David? I think that question was for you. I think we just lost him.
Sorry, I had to get unmuted again.
No, it's okay. 4-to-1 ratio. And I know this is really geared for people who are athletic, to be consuming, 4-to-1. If you're consuming 80 carbohydrates, you should be consuming 20, grams of protein. Talk about that.
Well, it depends on what type of energy the athlete is wanting to have in their body. Like if you're a sprinter or if you're doing an activity that's you know, going all out for short bursts, then you're going to want a little bit more protein in your body, because you're trying to tap into everything your muscles can produce. You're going all out for short periods of time. If you're more of an endurance athlete, like you're running 10Ks and you're running 5Ks, 10Ks, half marathons, then you're going to want probably a little bit more carb, but you want to make sure you have some of the essential fats, because a gram of fat is 9 calories and a gram of protein and carb is 4 calories. So the good healthy fats like the nuts, the walnuts and almonds that are in our new bars, that and flaxseed oil, fish oil, the omega-3, the omega-6, you want that in your body because it's a longer lasting energy source. So you're going to have more fuel in the tank for that endurance rather than doing short sprints and going all out. So it's so hard to get exact percentages. I mean, think of the time and effort that it would take to calculate, you know, every morsel that goes into your mouth to say it's exactly this percentage of protein and this percentage of carb. You can do like a rough estimate, but it also depends on what type of energy you're trying to get out of your body. Are you doing sprints or doing, going all out for short periods of time, or are you doing more more endurance type of activity?
And I think if we're truly honest with ourselves, how many of us are training or participating as an Olympian? You know, how many
exactly.
of us, what's the percentage of people in our culture today that are headed to Rio later this year, this summer, to take part in the Olympic Games? I don't think there's that many of us. And so let's be honest and talk about how much we're putting in our body, because we especially as Americans, we're consuming way, way more than our bodies need. And if we look at other cultures, so again, I'm not a big proponent of snacking. I never have been, because I thought, but at the same time, man, if I have to snack something that's healthy, and I will eat a, you know, growing up with the philosophy that my mom taught my two brothers and I is, you know, if we were hungry in the middle of the afternoon, have a piece of fruit. But again, it was a one ingredient item. You know, and that was what we snacked on. We didn't have potato chips, you know, and stuff like that in candy bars at our house growing up. Never. And so it was never an issue for us to maintain our energy level throughout the day. But a bar like this, it's real food, you know, 4 ingredients, is fantastic for that snack. But as we've learned from utilizing the Kenzen Vital Balance, is that going from, you know, breakfast intake at 7, you know, 8 o'clock in the morning till noon, going that full 4-hour gap without anything is allowing our body to, you know, run and develop a pattern and a habit of gaining our fuel and our energy from that, you know, that those 125 calories if we're mixing it with water is fantastic. You know, would this bar be a fantastic meal replacement? Yeah, but there's not much to it. But it will provide. I don't know if I would use it as a full meal. I don't think it's designed for that. But mid-afternoon, most people eat, you know, lunch around noonish, and they're not eating dinner until 6, 7 o'clock at night, which if they're working and they get stuck in traffic on the way home, that kind of thing. So a bar, middle of the afternoon or later in the afternoon like this, would be absolutely ideal to give the body something to run on. So These are fantastic questions and comments. Thank you guys so much.
Dan?
Go for it.
One other comment, if I may, about feeding our muscles and getting energy out of our body. And I have not tried the bars yet. Mine should be getting delivered today. I ordered them after the great launch on Wednesday. I ordered them, but as a new auto ship, and not under my ID number, of course. But they did, so that didn't get processed till Thursday, and I did the 2-day shipping, so I should be getting them today. But as far as talking about energy and feeding our muscles, muscles are 75% water. So how many of us are truly drinking half our body weight in ounces to really feed those muscles and get them performing like we want them to?
Yeah, and that's one of the key things that, you know, you as an athletic trainer, I ask that question a lot of trainers. Hey, are you really teaching and coaching your clients to consume half their body weight in ounces of water? And a lot of them say, oh, yeah, well, that's a common suggestion. But a lot of people forget that, hey, before you, you know, even when I went outside to, you know, mow on a riding mower, nonetheless, but it's very, for me, it's very intensive because I'm mowing in and around trees and that we live on a slope piece of property. But I tank up on a bunch of water before I get started because I know it's going to be exhausting for my body and what I have to do. And then I'm stopping, getting off, and pulling weeds or, you know, doing whatever. But it's remembering before we take part in anything athletic or if we go for a brisk walk or we know we're going to go do something, tank up on the water. Because even before you go to bed, drinking a half a glass or a glass of water, Nikan water, okay, out of the waterfall, it will really blow your mind as far as what can happen for our body. So, well, fantastic. Well, I had no idea that this could develop into more of an exercise / nutrition call, but I encourage you. I'm toying with the fact I'm going to ask our daughter Emily today if she basically put together a spreadsheet, a comparison of a lot of the information that I shared. Price is again, I was, again, astounded at, you know, the price of every bar that I went and found and all these different companies. And you can search really, really quickly and find most of these companies. Some of the bars, Shackley, for example, I couldn't find the price on it because you have to become a customer or a consultant. And I didn't want all these different things filling our email box. But the bottom line is that most of these bars out there are $3 to $4 a bar, especially the network marketing companies, which further, you know, validates the comment that, you know, I learned from Ben Woodward, is that most network marketing companies, most direct sales companies, they price their product to support their compensation plan. And immediately when you look at the opportunity that we have to give our customers a 25% discount on AutoShip, I had a customer ask me yesterday who was a former consultant. So is there a minimum? Do I need to do so many, you know, boxes of the bars over? And I said, absolutely not. There are some hoops to jump through when you look at these other programs that are out there to become one of their, what they call a preferred customer, or they have different terms for them. But to be able to offer that to our customers for a flat $30 a box, you know, 25% discount right off the top, I mean, that is absolutely fantastic. And this is a win-win. It really, really is. And I encourage you, am I going to carry a bunch of them around in my truck or with me in my go bag, my gear bag, to give away a full bar? No, I don't think I will. But to be able to, you know, break a piece off and say, hey, here, taste this. Now check out the ingredient list. I think you'll find people completely blown away. And being able to download the quick reference flyer or the quick reference sheet, and people can see exactly what's in the ingredients, it really is dumbfounding for most folks out there because there's just no chemicals. There's no sugar substitutes. There's no even fancy derivatives of other products extracting the sugar out, like brown rice, organic brown rice syrup. Again, that's sugar. It's a sweetener. Why not use the whole food, you know, like a date for what we have? So I can't encourage you enough. I think this is going to be a huge win for us, building our AutoShip volume and so many other things. Go ahead.
I know all of us know about sugar, okay? I don't know that everybody knows. I am appalled that these health companies are still using soy isolate. That is one of the very worst ingredients you can put in your body.
And explain why. Anything, whether it's whey protein isolate or soy protein isolate, why is that so bad?
Soy is broken down, and when you fractionate items, the very first program I went through 10 years ago said, don't touch anything with soy isolate. And we came back, and at that time, unknowingly, there was a little bit in one of our products. It was gone immediately when it was brought to their attention. the update came out without it, and we've never had it since. I'm appalled that these companies are still utilizing that, whether it's soy or whey, but soy isolate was marked just not good, period. And so to trust our company and see what we've got and realize that I have carried a bar in whatever bag I take in the car and in the car always for years and years and years because it is so far better than grabbing something. And you don't always have an orange. You can't keep it fresh enough or an apple with you when you don't know when. So to me, that's just an emergency ration forever. And
yeah.
A lot of times even in my purse because you get set in a meeting or something that runs overtime, all of a sudden you realize you didn't take enough food in to hold you. It's a necessity to me.
Yeah, and again, I'm going back through my screenshots of the different companies, both Shaklee and Melaleuca. Both Shaklee, you know, has been around since 1956. Again, their motto, products in harmony with nature and good health. And their soy blend, very first ingredient, is soy protein isolate. Same thing with Melaleuca, you know, the wellness company. And again, I'm repeating what I shared earlier. Herbalife is the same way. Again, these are just, it's just, it really, really is, you know, quite sickening. Actually, Herbalife... is they don't use the isolate, they just use plain whey protein. But then again, second ingredient is glucose syrup, third ingredient is fructose syrup. So it is sickening, Mom, and I appreciate that. But breaking down, you know, soy isolate, is there a way to really explain what soy isolate is?
I will go back and pull that out. It's been so long since I read it, I do not remember. I just know the impact it made on me when the medical field was saying that, MDs saying that because of their studies. And so, no, I'm sorry, I can't give you that.
Okay.
Off the top of my head, too many years ago.
Well, I know that, you know, a quick search online, bringing it up on, you know, Wikipedia, It tells us rather quickly. Of course, there's a zillion companies out there that come up really, really quick. But Mercola, you know, describes it as the dirty little secret hidden in some foods, soy protein. New research on the dangers of soy. How healthy is soy isolate protein? You know, Prevention Magazine. Is soy protein isolate bad for you? And wellnesstoday.com. So these are just the top things that are popping up when I do a quick little search on it. So, you know, it's pretty scary. You know, soy protein isolate is extracted from defatted soy flour. It is made almost of pure protein, since the isolation process yields a product that is 93% to 97% protein, leaving minimal fat and carbohydrates. But again, I'm going to go back to where we started this conversation 45 minutes ago in that let's let food be our medicine. Let's not be breaking things down. When you look at, and I have to think to myself, the people that I know that eat clean, let's put that, and whether they're a vegan or vegetarian or plant-based, but the people who eat cleanly, all the ones I know, they're at their ideal weight. They have an amazing personality and energy level, and it's because they eat real food. They're eating, you know, things that you know exactly what the ingredients are. And that's where you have the greatest amount of success, is if we're eating real foods and things that aren't processed and things that aren't filled with chemicals. So I can't encourage you enough to not only utilize these, follow up with your customers, follow up with your consultants. I've had a lot of conversations, a lot of emails, a lot of texts the last few days of just saying, hey, before your auto ship goes through, you might consider taking a look at these. These would be a great, a fantastic, you know, snack in between on the go. It's real. Take a look and, you know, putting bullet points of what I know are going to be applicable and attractive to our customers, and we know them better than other people would. And for them to read an email that Nikan might send out or an e-card is one thing, but being able to make contact with them and say, hey, here's a great new product, you should check this out, especially if you know people that utilize bars on a regular basis. And that's where we're going to have the most amount of fun, because this is the real deal. And I guarantee that when people start making a shift over to something that's real like this, you're going to find a greater sense of satisfaction as far as the energy output and what the body will produce and how the body will function. So thank you,
yeah.
Everybody. Yeah, go ahead.
Hi, this is Lincoln Albrecht, and I did a search on Amazon for Shackley to find a price, and they have several offerings, but one has a box of 7 bars for $40.
Wow. 7 bars? Wow. Holy smokes.
And another one is 10 bars for $34.49.
Okay, so there, and even whether you're on Amazon Prime or not, even if that's free shipping, that's still $3.40 a bar. But that's kind of spending. And again,
I'm spending.
Yeah, and again, I read through the ingredients, and they're not good. You got, number one, if there's stuff in there that's not food, and it's chemicals, and if we have to look up the names of these ingredients, that's not food. At least Clif Bar, when you read through their ingredients, at least it's real food, and they're all organic things. But that's scary.
Ben?
Yes?
Hi there, it's Linda from Lakewood. No better.
Good evening. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning. Quick question. Do we have a lifetime or indefinite shelf life on our new paleo bar?
I just looked at that, and the ones I'm holding in my hands have an expiration date of exactly a year from now.
A year. Oh, very good. I'm hoping to get mine today. Thank you for that.
Yeah, so that they'll store for a long time. But again, folks, those are suggested pull dates. So is it, the day after that date, is it going to be no good and rancid? No, not at all. If you keep them in a cupboard, where there's not an extreme temperature fluctuation, they'll be just fine. But I think you're going to find that you'll consume them much quicker than a year's time frame. But if you buy them and you forget about them, I think you'll be just fine. And again, when you're using real food and the chemicals, I've had bars that have been close to a date or just past a date, and they taste rancid because the nut in them will develop, especially peanuts, they will get rancid. I've had peanut butter that's close to the pull date, and it's rancid. And it's great for on mouse traps, but not so great for human consumption. I think we'll be just fine. And again, 12 bars in a box, I don't know of anybody that's going to ration them out, one bar a month.
What about refrigeration? Do you think that would help?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You put them into a dark environment that, away from the sunlight. Once they're open, once the package is opened, date is like a raisin. It's a fruit. So it's going to start breaking down. But again, that's with the date that's right on the package. It's a year from now. I think we'll be just fine, to say the least.
Excellent call today. Thank you, Ben.
Well, hey, thank you, Linda, for tuning in as always. And gang, I think we've run the gauntlet of all the different things there. I know there will be more questions and more comments out there. I'm excited to get feedback from people. I will, as been asked by several folks already via text and conversations I've had, when will a spreadsheet or when will a comparison chart be available in print? I'm going to ask Emily to put something together and see if we can't get that out, both the price-wise, breaking it down, and then also the big thing is the ingredients. I think that's quite startling to see how many, companies are using chemicals, even though they are proud of the fact that they use the word wellness or, good health is in their name. And we'll see if we can't get something like that together this weekend. I don't know what Emily's homework load is, so I haven't even asked her, but I think that I can coerce her into doing that by letting her sample the bars. So have a fantastic weekend, everybody. Go have fun with these things, especially those of you who already have them, and those of you like myself who might arrive on Monday. Get out there and really, really, you know, let people see what we have to offer. And, you know, it's just going to further build our consumable base. And I want to remind everybody that Dr. Ash is convening in 3 minutes from now. You should have received an email from Dave Johnson about Stump the Doc. Last week's was absolutely incredible. And if you did not see that, I should have included that link with my email that I sent out yesterday. Absolutely incredible. Today, Dr. Ash is going to be talking about the benefits of far infrared and what it does for the body. So I know that's the topic of discussion. So she's coming up in just a few minutes from now. So again, have a great weekend, everybody, and look forward to talking to you next Saturday. Bye-bye.